place. They forget about eating, they forget about sleeping. They just, it's a kind of imitation samadhi, yeah? And as soon as a person is working according to their nature, they will enter into this sort of quasi-samadhi state. And this is true even if you're not a religious person, you're an atheist even. And I think most people, again, not, so pretty much everybody would agree they would like to do things that they find fulfilling and satisfying, that are a real expression of themselves. And I think most people would agree at least that work should be honest. Maybe they would say, well, I can't be honest in my work. But I think as a concept that most people, except for criminals, of course, would agree that work should be honest. Isn't that a fact? Yes? I don't think people will argue with this. Now, when we come to that work should have value, not just that it fulfills people's needs, not just that it's honest, not just that it's our nature, but that our work has real meaning. Now, this is also something that human beings naturally want. We human beings want to know that what we are doing has meaning. It has value. Am I correct? Yes? And I would guess that the people who come to Krishna consciousness have a very strong desire for this, probably even stronger than the average person, that I want what I do to have meaning. I consider it one of the saddest and most unfortunate situations for our Hare Krishna devotees is we do not teach them how to find meaning in what they are doing for a livelihood. Just today, one devotee came to talk to me. I asked him what his work was, and I said, how are you doing it for Krishna? And he said, well, I use some of the money for donations. I said, but how are you connecting your work to Krishna? He says, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. So this is, for me, very heartbreaking. Because especially we as Hare Krishna devotees, anyone connected with God doesn't have to be in the Hare Krishna movement, we are the only ones who can say that what we are doing has value. So we could talk about this for the whole hour, but I'm just going to give a little synopsis. So what do we mean by meaning? What does meaning mean? This is the big question. So I would like to suggest that when we say what I do has meaning, our definition would be that I am an agent, I am a cause of producing good without an equal amount of bad, or without any bad. That I can be a cause of absolute good. By absolute, I mean there's no bad to counterbalance it. I am a cause of good for myself and for others. Does that sound like a good definition of meaning? Any arguments on my definition of meaning and value? Okay. So let's look at this definition in materialistic terms. That I can be the cause. Materially, can I be the cause of good to others? Is that possible? Okay. On a material level, there's this funny thing called the law of karma. If I could give you good that was not your karma, then I could give you bad that was not your karma. Would that be fair? If there was a universe where I could hurt you in a way that you didn't deserve to be hurt, would that be fair? No. So it must also mean that I cannot help you in a way.